burdens. Come on, some praise and adoration. Let's just pick right back up where we were. Father, we just thank you right now. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You indwell us. You're in us. You live through us. You breathe through us, every fiber of our being. And I thank you, those in this house and those that are online, I thank you for fresh fire, fresh wind, fresh touch, fresh refilling of the Holy Ghost. Just touch those in this room and those online right now, even all the way in Florida, praise God. Those watching online in North Carolina and those that will watch this later. Father, I thank you. You say be filled, but you said continually be filled. And I thank you for fresh touch. Come on, fresh, come on. You can have all of you want. Come on, there is no limitation to what you can have in the Father. Come on, amen. Come on, just lift it up. We in a hurry this morning? Come on, we're gonna move somewhere quick this morning. But I'm just not in a hurry when it comes to these moments like this. Amen. Come on, let's lift it up. When your body is speaking to you and said, I don't want to praise the Lord. Come on, I don't want to lift my voice. Come on, victory is in your mouth. Amen. 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 See, the spirit of faith has a believing and a speaking part. You can believe all day, but you got to be speaking. You got to be saying something. And why not just go ahead and say what God says? Amen? Amen. Come on, I'm a champion. Come on, begin to talk to your body. You don't have dominion over me. Come on, I'm a champion. Come on. Greater is he. What's God say about you? Greater is he. Come on. That's in living in me than he that is in the world. Come on, I have the bloodline. I'm in the bloodline of a champion. Come on, Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, his precious blood working in me and through me. Come on, amen. The power that raised Christ from the dead quickens your mortal body. Amen. Am I the only one going to talk this morning? Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, the Spirit of Christ that raised Jesus Christ from, come on, the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. Grab a hold of that. Dwells on the inside of you. Come on, I lack for nothing. Come on, I don't have a deficiency in my money. I don't have a deficiency in my body. I don't have a deficiency relationally. Come on, amen. I have more than enough. Say more than enough. Shout it again. Say more than enough. He say, prove it, Pastor. Ephesians 3:20. Come on, unto him he was able to do more than enough, exceedingly abundantly, above all we could ask or think. Amen? Come on, amen. Come on, shout about it. Amen. Hallelujah. You can be seated this morning. Ian, can we give a hand clap and a shout out to our come on, amen, our sound team and our church, everybody that serves in kids and our dream team. We want to thank you this morning. How many of you know it takes a lot of work and preparation to get things just even going for a Sunday morning service? If any of you, raise your hand if you've served in this house or some other house, or maybe in a camp, or maybe it wasn't even church, but you served on your job. Maybe it was just setting up orientation for employees on your job, and you're printing all those syllabuses and manuals, and you're thinking, there's a whole lot of work being done. Is that not true? Come on, somebody. There's a lot of preparation that goes in, and not just reading the word in prayer, but thank you for every one of you sitting in this church and under the sound of my voice today, and those online for serving in your churches, and maybe you're tuning in for the first time with us. We're glad you're here this morning. We did acquire just this week some great equipment that's going to enhance us to get off the tripod and be able to live stream our whole services. How many know our worship needs to be in our live stream? Amen. It needs to be in our live stream. So we have the cameras, we have the technology, and now we're going to be working to set that up. So we're excited about that. If you have your Bibles this morning, we're going to pick up where we left off last Sunday. Go ahead and turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. And so I kind of messed with Pastor Rachel. I didn't really, normally we have a complete presentation with slides, and so we were on the road, and so how many of you know we didn't have our equipment with us? And it's hard to get a hot spot when you're traveling down the highway in Alabama and Mississippi, amen, and Louisiana. How many of you know you hit some pretty dead spots? So anyways, blessings to Pastor Rachel and all of our media team that work so hard and so diligently to produce what we do every Sunday and every Wednesday and every Tuesday. Say Tuesday, yes. Say Tuesday. Shout it louder. Say Tuesday. We have prayer every Tuesday in this room from 7 to 8. And we would love to have you here. Has anybody been joining those prayer sessions? Haven't they been really, really good? Amen. Wednesday nights here at 7 p.m. Listen, I want to kick off with this. Say attitude adjustment. Shout it. Just say attitude adjustment. Attitude adjustment. 2 Corinthians 4:13 is where we're going to start. You know, every year we have a day called Independence Day. Anybody familiar with that day? Come on, speak to me, church. Anybody familiar with that day? Amen. Every day we celebrate a day called Independence Day. And what is that day about? It's a day where we reflect on our freedom as a nation. Amen. Say reflection. Say freedom. Amen. Anybody remember, Braveheart? Is it the movie? Anybody remember Mel Gibson? Whether you like the movie or not, come on, I'm just going to hit on that a little bit this morning. How many of you know the whole movie was about one word that we just said? What was it about? Come on, talk to me. About freedom! How many of you know when Mel Gibson in the movie went to his death, how many of you know they cut him open from top to bottom, bottom to top, and the words that he yelled out of his mouth were the words freedom. How many know all the way to death, he never gave in? Amen. He never gave in. He had freedom, come on his mind and his heart, freedom. You know, as Americans, according to the First Amendment, we have what? Freedom of what? All right, say it louder. Say freedom of speech. Come on, I know this ain't like elementary school, but I get fired up because I love talking about freedom. Amen. See, as Christians, we have the very same freedom. Amen. We have the very same freedom. And no matter where you are on this planet, say, no matter where I'm at, in my world, on this planet, come on, you have, say it, I have, you and I have freedom. And we have freedom to use our voices as believers. Come on. The devil would like nothing more than for you as the church, say, I'm a part of the body of Christ. Say, I'm a member. For note's sake, just go read 1 Corinthians, the whole Bible, the whole epistle there. Read chapter 12, and you'll read that you are a member in the body of Christ. Amen. So you have a part to play. Amen. And so you have a voice, say a voice. And in that voice, if you would allow that voice, come on, the Spirit of God as a born-again believer to speak through you, amen, that freedom, just like we celebrate Independence Day and we have that First Amendment that allows us to, come on, how many of you know that's being come against right now in our generation? If there's ever a time more that you need to rise up and listen to the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, now I'm not talking about just getting crazy and vocalizing all kinds of just, you know, fleshly carnal ideas. I'm talking about listening, communing with the Father, come on, in word and prayer, spending time knowing him, say knowing him, come and out of that place and saying what he says. Isn't that what Jesus did? He said, whatever I hear the Father say, that's what I say. Whatever he tells me to do, what? That's what I do. What is an example of this? The first miracle in Cana of Galilee. What do we see? Jesus turning water into, and what did Mary say to the disciples that were present? Whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it. It's a very simple principle. So when we're communing with our Father, right, understanding freedoms we have, come on, just like Mel Gibson, freedom, he's willing to fight for his country with other Scotsmen. I know it was a movie. But how many of you know there were some truths that wove in and out of that, even though it was indulged? How many of you know there's a part of history there in that that was real? And how many of you know there are those of you sitting in this room, your heritage dating back to your roots and your country, there, whether it's in this country or another country, or you migrated here or immigrated or however you say that, there are those that fought for you and your freedoms. Come on, those that went to war, those that waged war. Amen. In the spirit and in prayer, but also in financial resources. Come on, just in the natural. I have friends of mine that put up thousands of dollars for visas and for people to come and go in different countries and to be in a better position. How many of you know a lot of what you see on the news, you kind of just got to ignore that a little bit. How many of you know there's some truth in some of those places, but what are we talking about ultimately? Say attitude adjustment. Come on, we got to live in our freedom. Listen, should you choose this right, your life will become limitless. Say limitless. Come on, taking the limits off. Come on, anybody ever heard of Cam Newton? He's a football player in the NFL. He used to play for the Carolina Panthers, but he got traded to the Patriots. I mean, you know, he used to do this thing called the Superman. When he would score a touchdown, he would stand. And I used to think it was funny, but I thought, you know, that's pretty cool, because what is it about? It's about freedom. It's about busting through the line, running around opponents to get in the end zone. And what? You spike the football because what? You scored and you just do the Superman. How, you know what I mean? The Superman. In Christ, we need to be doing this right here. All day, every arena, every atmosphere that you go into, when your head wants to get down and the world is pressing down on you, and you're like, what should my thought be? Say freedom. Freedom should be your thought. Jesus Christ, come on. He already spiked the football. He already scored the touchdown. All you need to do is step on into who you are in Christ. Then you need to go in there, and you just need to spiritually, you just need to, man, I got to show the world that Christ lives on the inside of me. He already scored the touchdown. He already spiked the football. What is my responsibility as a believer in this earth? Come on. It is to walk in this freedom. It is to walk in the right. It is to open my mouth and boldly declare. Amen. Say spirit of faith. We having the same spirit of faith. Come on. Paul had the spirit of faith. Amen. Amen. And so I want to say this again. In 2 Corinthians 4, we see, if you want to go ahead on over there, 2 Corinthians 4:13, we see where Paul tells us this truth in referring to the psalmist David. Listen, let me say this again as the church. Should you neglect this right? Come on. Should you neglect this right? You will get whatever life brings to you. Come on, we're sons. Say, I'm a son and a daughter. For any gifting, for any ability, for what you do and where you go, I'm a son first, I'm a daughter first. Amen. Of the King. Amen. I'm joint heirs. Say joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ lives on the inside of me and you. Amen. The greater one lives on the inside. We need to not know that just with just mental assent, not just knowing that as if it's mere information. Amen. We need to continue to allow the Holy Ghost to continue to reveal that same truth to us over and over and over. Right, Karen? That same truth. Every day we get up and your body's talking to you, and you're like, man, I have freedom in Christ, and I have freedom to speak. And if Braveheart, come on, Mel Gibson can do it in a movie, I can do it in Christ. Amen. And I'm in Christ, Christ in me. And so I have something to say. So, Mr. Devil, I'm just going to speak to you. Body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in this body. I have dominion over my body. My mind is renewed with the word of God. Amen. Amen. So what's in me is going to come out of me, Matthew 12:34. So I put the word in me. If you read Matthew 12:34 in context, Jesus was rebuking religious people. He said, you brood of hypocrites, you vipers, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks, but the same principle is applicable to the believer. What you put in you will come out at you. What you meditate on will get in your believer and then your speaker. Your tongue is your New Testament hyssop. Just like the hyssop was dipped in the blood and put over the doorpost in the new covenant, your tongue, say my tongue. My tongue is the hyssop. Dipped, come on, in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Washed, cleansed. So I have something to say. So the devil will just bypass you when you open your mouth. Come on, take your tongue and say what God says. Come on, body, you're not ruling me today. When I go to work tomorrow, I had a fabulous week. When I go to work, come on, Monday is not my worst day of the week. Amen. Amen. Just go ahead and grab your corn stalk. Come on, some of you are laughing right now. We're going to explain that later. It's the spirit of faith. It's described like this. He said, the spirit of faith. I had heard this through the grapevine, but I liked it, so I'm stealing it. And I heard it said once, you hear it, you quote the person who said it, which we've done. The second time, you quote them. The third time, it becomes yours. Amen. So now it's mine, and I'm just going to take it. But it was said like this. A farmer approached the man of God. He said, the spirit of faith, he said, I see it as just like grabbing a corn stalk, swinging over hell, and spitting in the devil's eye. Come on, your words have power. Come on, when you, well, just name it and claim it and blab it and grab it. Well, that's okay. Stay ignorant. I said, stay ignorant. Come on, because that's what it is. You're like, okay, God, there's no more here. I can't open my heart up to receive anymore. How many, you know, when you close your heart to the Lord, you're kind of shutting down revelation. Amen. I mean, you could read a scripture 10,000 times and the Lord will continue to reveal truth. Come on, to you. I popped up on my phone this morning, Rick Renner. Anybody familiar with Rick Renner? Rick Renner, go. I won't talk about him, just go Google him. Amen, Rick Renner. And so he's a wonderful, wonderful Greek scholar, and I love getting his daily devotions on my phone, and it popped up this morning, and he talked about the shortest scripture, Jesus wept. And then he broke down what that mean, what that the meaning of that was in the Greek. I about fell out of my chair. Just when you think you've exhausted all of scripture, and you're like, well, I already know that. That's good. Say, it's good to continue to learn and to grow. Allow the Holy Ghost to continue, as you're reading the word, to reveal things to you continually. Amen. Amen. So 2 Corinthians 4:13, we see Paul tell us in referring, come on, amen, to the psalmist David. He said, we having the same spirit of faith, say spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, say believe. And therefore have I spoken, say speak. You see the believing here and the speaking side. He said, we also believe and therefore speak. See, oftentimes, I'm going to say what I said last Sunday, is we speak our minds rather than speaking the truth in a situation. Well, let me just stop right here and just let you know. Come on, I've been here myself. I've been married almost 16 years. How many of you know you're going to have opportunity? That's a good place to laugh right there. Amen. You're going to have opportunity. If you're around people, you're going to have opportunity to do what? Speak your mind. Amen. But believe it or not, listen, say what you say. What you say in the heat of the moment reflects what you believe in that moment. Think about that for a second. What you say in the heat of the moment reflects what you believe at that moment. Amen. It's important what we put into us and how we respond. Amen. Matthew 24, we just alluded to this, tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, the what? The mouth speaks. So we must be careful what we allow to escape from our mouths. Amen. See, the devil will tell you, ah, this spirit of faith, word of faith, it's just erroneous, it's error. Don't listen to that. You know how many people call me when they're sick in their bodies and text me? And they say, listen, I had one person that called me one time and said, I used to tear you up and spit you out. And he said, man, you get results and there's no denying the fact that you get results. I want to know what you know. And you know what I always steer them back to? Their believer and their speaker. Because what you believed, if you got to believe, come on, Hebrews 11:6 says what, y'all? You got to come. We're going to get a little country in here this morning. Is that okay? We're going to say y'all. We might get into some yuns. You hear me? Hebrews 11:6 says what? Without faith, it's impossible to please what? Him. For he who comes unto God must believe that he and that he's a rewarder. Come on, that he's a rewarder. That healing is the children's bread. Come on, I'm not a dog that eats of the crumbs. I don't eat of the crumbs that fall off the master's table. Come on, I have covenant. I'm not a Samaritan. I have covenant with God. Come on, I have a New Testament covenant with the Father. Come on, whatever he says about me, come on, it's mine. The promise is mine. Come on, if poverty's in my house, I got to change the way that I'm thinking. If I have lack, come on, in the area of belief system, in the area of healing, I need to change and tweak myself. Come on, it isn't a lot of times the theology. It's the believer and the speaker. See, a lot of times we know what the scripture says, but we feel the pain in our body. Instead of communing with him and hearing what he says. See, this is the spirit of faith. It's getting in the presence of the Father, finding out what the Father has said about me in his word and what the word says about me, and I say what he says. Say this with me. The Bible is God speaking to me. I need a prophetic word. You have the prophetic word that has been given to you. The Bible is God speaking to you. You have a prophetic word. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes, come on, not the stripes, his beating, his torture, his bloodshed, flesh ripped from his body on the ground, rolling in blood, crying out, went to the cross, rose from the dead, removed, come on, the stone was rolled away. We're going to celebrate that. Easter coming up. What are you saying, Pastor? What am I going to identify with? Am I going to walk in the light of the freedoms that I have in this generation, freedom of speech, and in the spirit, and as the Christian? Come on, the freedom to walk in divine healing. Do you hear what I'm saying? But you got to adjust your thought life. If you're not getting results, quit playing with yourself. Come on, there's many times in my life where I wasn't getting results. I believed the word. What I needed was that little tweak on my carburetor. See, the gasoline wasn't flowing, so I got the little, come on, I got the flathead or the Phillips head. I made a tweak, and what happened? I started flowing in my freedom. What has already been provided to me through Jesus Christ. We must be willing and intentional in releasing the right words, the words of faith. No, you got to be willing and intentional. Do you know Jesus said this? If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. If you be willing and obedient, those two words work together. So this person came to me. I need healing. What happened? He got healing because I took him back to his believer and his speaker and got him willing. Then he got obedient. 5 seconds spending time with the Father. We didn't have to rub the hair off his head. Come on. I said, grab my hands, brother, in the name of Jesus. Do you know that very hour? You know, the Bible says that very hour many times, that very hour. Come on, it'll have to take days. But I get some were healed instantly and some were healed as they went. I'm not worried about that. I just know I believe when I receive, when I pray. It's not mechanical. It's a promise and it's a covenant right from the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. I'm not going to argue about that. Come on, say freedom. All about an attitude adjustment. Listen, the message says this. I believe in God, concerning 2 Corinthians 4:13. He said this, in the New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians 4:13, he said this, I believed in God, so I spoke. Come on, say it. I believe in God, so I speak. Amen. In whatever situation you are in, let me ask you this today. Does your speech reflect your belief in God and his word? Or does it reflect something else? Come on, we're growing in God, but that God that lives on the inside of you, that new man, that new life, see, it's perfect. It doesn't need any tweaking. What the tweaking needs to be done in the Christian's life is the renewing of the mind. We need to renew our mind to who already God says that we are in him, in Christ, in him. You know, there's over 130, 140 times in the Bible where the Bible talks about in him, in whom, in Christ. We need to grab a hold of these scriptures. They're liberating scriptures. Listen, the message says it like this. We're not keeping this quiet, not on your life. Just like the psalmist who wrote, I believe it, so I said it. Grab this statement right here. We say what we believe. We say what we believe. Come on, there's going to be contradictory circumstances. Look at, come on, that naked man running right in front of you. Problems, just staring naked right in front of you. How are you going to pay the bill? How are you going to take it? Some of us have moved past that. We're running businesses now. We're leading people now. What this looks like is, come on, I'm not sure I'm the leader, God. I know you gave me this position of honor and responsibility and promotion. But come on, if he gave it to you, he gifted you to be there, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is upon you to be in that place, and you need to function in the grace. You didn't hear what I said? You need to function in the grace. You need to get on over and relying on the Father. This life, you will live not ever not being dependent on the Father. And when you know you're leaning more on you instead of him, come on, you're stepping out of grace, you're moving out of faith and grace, and you're stepping on over into works. Come on. And that's when you start to think about what you said yesterday. And yes, we need to check our words, and yes, we need to grow in the Lord and the knowledge of the word, but not for knowledge's sake, for growth's sake, that we mature, that we're growing, that we're edified, we're built up, we're moving past. Come on, we're not walking back to the old coat. Say old coat. I'm not going back to the old coat. Somebody asked me this morning. It's like, how do you have the energy that you have? You know how I have the energy that I have? Because it's not hype. It's not hooping when I get up here. Because I say, Father, you called me. You anointed me. You graced me. And now I'll just lean. Come on. Anybody ever been to a water park before? You ever just been to where you get on that little wave machine that has the waves and you get on that little wakeboard and sometimes you can stand on them? Come on, they're on cruise ships now, but they're at water parks. How many of you know I love that thing? But how many of you know if you don't know what you're doing, that thing will give you the worst wedgie you ever had in your life? Come on, we can have fun in church. Amen. What are you saying? Say attitude adjustment. Come on, how do you know that wave machine will give you an attitude adjustment? Amen. You get up in there, and so I'm learning. And that, come on, life will sometimes will just give you a wedgie. You know what I mean? It is, life just happens. Before you know it, you made the wrong cut and the turn. How many of you know you just keep going? I mean, just say keep going. Listen, as Christians, we are to speak what we believe. And what we are to believe is the word of God. And once we believe the word, the Bible tells us to start speaking. See, it's like getting up on that machine for the first time. It's like, I'm going to try this thing. No, don't try living the life of faith. Let's live by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. This isn't a denominational thing. This isn't a word of faith thing. This isn't just, well, this is just, I hear it all the time. Come on, the just shall live. Say live by faith. Faith, Hebrews 11:6, is what pleases the Father. Make no mistake about it. You want God to move in your life, start believing that he's capable of doing what the Bible, that prophetic uttered word, says he can do. So it's not how much word. Say, it's not how much word. It's not how much word you know that benefits you. It's how much word you speak. Come on. I see baby Christians that just got born again getting crazy results. And I have seen people sitting in the church for 20 and 30 and 40 years still backbiting and murmuring and complaining and tearing up the church, always wanting to tell everybody what needs to be done and never stepping up and doing a solution. I'm going to offer one, but I'm going to leave you with it. We need to do this, but somebody else needs to do that. Come on. Did God tell them to do that, or did he tell you to do that? It's amazing to me how a baby, someone just gets born again. You ever just watch them? So full of, you know why? Because their minds are not fouled up, and they're not, come on, motivated, and they're not thinking upon all the cares of the world. Well, they don't have to pay bills. Well, they don't have. Listen, you can live in a rest that is so supernatural, that's been provided to you, that it doesn't matter what's going on in life. You can see the circumstance running right naked in front of you, and you can just open your mouth and say, Father, it will be exactly as you said it was going to be concerning the situation. Come on, some of you are up to your eyeballs and your nose is above water. I know how that feels. The only thing you got is nostrils hanging out. You got air coming in and you're blowing it out your mouth underwater. I've been there. But there comes a time where you've just opened your mouth and not only believe, because a lot of us believe it's the speaking sign, we need to open our mouth and declare. Listen, so let me say this. Jesus reveals this very truth in Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. We're going to read that. Go on over to Mark 11, and then we're going to wrap up. Mark 11, 22, 23, 24. It's not how much word you know that benefits you. It's how much word you speak. Now listen, you need to know the word. Do you understand this? But the principle here is you can take what you know and start operating in that. Amen. And so in Mark 11, 22, and Jesus answering saying unto them, read the context. There's a cursed fig tree. Jesus spoke to the fig trees bearing no fruit. He cursed the fig tree. And what do we see here? What we see here is Jesus explaining to the disciples in those presence. He said, listen, they said, they went over, turned some tables over, they're on their way back, and Peter and the disciples look over and say, Master, man, that fig tree you cursed is withered now. And Jesus said, verily I say unto them and unto you, have faith in God. Grab that statement right there. Have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith, or the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is already in you. You have that. Romans 12, 3. Amen. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith, saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Say it again, saith. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, whatever things ye desire when you pray, underline the statement in your Bible. Highlight the statement. Go back and study it, read it over and over. Whatever things you desire when you pray, listen, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. To summarize these scriptures, you could say, whosoever shall have whatsoever. Whosoever. Say, I'm a whosoever. You shall have whatsoever. Verse 24 tells us that we must believe that we already receive what we have asked God for, and we will have it. Come on, we're living in such a sight Christianity right now. I got to see it first. I got to see it. I got to see it before I can believe it. No, the kingdom works quite the opposite. Amen. So that means this, that obtaining starts internally before it even happens externally. Let me say it again. What are you saying? The obtaining starts internally. Say internally. Come on, inside. Inside out. Amen. See, our attitude determines our altitude. We must have an attitude of faith. Say attitude of faith. Come on, the spirit of faith. No matter what we see in front of us. Come on, when I was cruising down to Louisiana, I'm going to tell on myself, and I'm going 65, and I thought it was a 55, and I'm going, and it's actually a 50, so I'm going, what, about 15 miles over the speed limit? And then this wonderful little T-shirt cop comes out, hits his little blue lights. How many of you know you really you don't feel like having the spirit of faith at that moment? Come on, you're not like, woo! See, before I get angered, and I'm like, Lord, I broke the law. He called me out on it, and I asked him for mercy. He said, can't do that. So I said, I got the ticket. I'm just going to go on. Normally before, I feel like my wife's probably praising the Lord. Normally, I pitch a fit going down the road. Amen. But I said, Father, it was my mistake. I own it. I eat it. I missed it. Forgive me. I'm going on with it. The money will be there. I'm going to take care of it. Praise the Lord. You're not stealing my joy. How many of you know when you get a speeding ticket, you're not thinking, woo, count it all joy. Woo. You get your salsa on. Come on. Amen. I got friends of mine that dance all around their houses. So we got music. When I go to friends of ours' houses, they got music on all the time. I got friends of mine that, you know, they love salsa, so they're always dancing around, and I'm like, I can't do that. But anyway, but you get my point. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't feel like doing the cha-cha, the salsa. You don't feel like jumping up and down. Come on, woo, glory. But you know what? You can keep the right attitude. Come on, you can keep the right attitude. Come on, you don't have to kick the windshield out of your car. Amen. Some of y'all, anybody ever seen Walter Mitty? The movie Walter Mitty. Walter Mitty is in this movie. He's a dreamer. Walter is always, he like zoned, he'll be standing there like this. And he's like zoned out, dreaming. And when you watch the movie for the first time, he's like, is this really happening? And then somebody's like, Walter, Walter. And then he comes back and he was like just dreaming. But in this movie, he's always doing these extreme things. And that's what I'm saying in the context of the movie is there's some extreme things we want to do, even in our thought life. But how many of you know you got to grab that and just keep the right attitude? See, keep the right attitude. Attitude determines altitude. We said this last week. Listen, we must have an attitude of faith no matter what we see in front of us. Anybody remember Viktor Frankl? Anybody ever heard of Viktor Frankl? He was a Jew who survived in a Nazi concentration camp during World War II. He made this statement. He traveled around. He spoke here and there. And he made the statement. He said, the last of all human freedoms. What are we talking about? Freedom. Come on. Adjusting our attitude. The spirit of faith. He said, the last of all human freedoms is the ability to choose one's own attitude regardless of the circumstances. Someone that was being persecuted, watching his own brother and die. Come on. Amen. So in other words, you cannot control everything, but you can control yourself and your attitude. Come on, you can control yourself and your attitude. Come on, you can control yourself and your attitude. Listen, the spirit of faith affects every area of our lives. And Paul gives us two ingredients, necessary ingredients, to the spirit of faith. Listen, believing and speaking. Believing, write this down. Believing is the attitude of faith. Believing is the attitude of faith. You can choose to live by emotions. Come on. I mean, you know, that cop pulled me over. There's some emotions coming up on the inside of me. Come on. There's some emotions. When you see them blue lights, I watch y'all driving. You can't, come on. I see them, I watch some of y'all. I'd be like driving in this community. Y'all doing like 70 and 35. Come on. Nah, I'm just messing. How many of you know you can choose to have, come on, the right attitude? So believing is the attitude of faith. You can choose to live by emotions and whatever life brings you, or you can have the attitude of faith. Come on, so what? You get a speeding ticket. You missed it. You broke the law. Just make the adjustment. Don't do it again and learn from it. Come on, amen. When I drive through there again, how many of you know? I thought when we were coming back from Louisiana, I thought, my God, I'm going back through the same spot. So I'm a wave at Barney Fife. When I go by, you know, how many of you know Barney was always wanting to shoot somebody all the time, just trigger happy. But how many of you know our GPS took us a completely different way, so I didn't get to go by and say hello. I really was going to drive by and say hi. Come on, but the GPS took us a different way. How many of you know the Lord be like, nah, you ain't doing that. That ain't the spirit of hate, and that ain't the right attitude. And I'm like, Lord, that is my flesh talking. I want to go by and do a selfie. Come on, just for Instagram to say, this is the guy that gave me the ticket. Amen. But how many of you know, even in the middle of adversity, listen, your faith will get you to your destination. See, some of us are like, how will we get to our destination? Your faith is going to get you to your destination. Amen. It's like this morning. It's like you're thinking about things. Come on, everything else. And what's going on and things we have to do this week. There's a lot of things that we do. There's a lot of places we have to be. But even in what we have to do and where we have to be, listen, we can choose not to live by our emotions and what life brings. We can live by the spirit of faith. Amen. So even in the midst of adversity, come on, God will get you there if you will maintain the spirit of faith. How am I going to do this? How am I going to know this? How am I going to grow this? How is this going to happen? How am I going to buy that land? How am I going to build this property? How am I going to repair this damage? Where's the money going to come from? Listen, you will have to speak to the mountains and master your attitudes. Come on, that day when I got that ticket, I felt so good because I felt growth in me. I mastered my attitude. Come on, I had a whole week that could have been destroyed from receiving from my pastors and relationships that I got to spend time with this past week that helped edify me and build me up and grow me. Come on, amen. That whole week could have been destroyed because of a change and a shift in my attitude. Come on. I know this is hitting home where we live because a lot of us are looking, I just need $10,000. No, you need a tweak in your carburetor to let the gas flow, the spirit of faith flow. Come on, you need a tweak in your believer and your speaker. Amen. Amen. You don't need 10 grand. You just need to believe God. And when you believe God, he's Ephesians 3:20. He ain't going to get you 10 grand. He's going to get you 20 grand. Because it's going to take 18 to do the job. And just because he knows he's so good, he's going to get you 18,000. He's just going to give you 20,000. Come on. Some of you got big projects that need to get done. You're like, how am I going to do this project? This church, we have a lot of projects we want to do. Not just in this building. Amen. There's things we have vision. We're getting ready to move and start our youth ministry. Oh, we're starting our college and career. We're going to be kicking off some more stuff too. COVID ain't shutting us down. Go on, I'm grabbing my corn stalk. I'm swinging over hill and I'm spitting in the devil's eyeball. If this building was to disappear tomorrow, I'm going to find a field. And if you're there, praise the Lord, come be with me. I love buildings and I praise the Lord for them. Amen. But I'm gonna serve the Lord and I'm gonna go on. Because you're gonna have to operate and know and walk in the spirit of faith because we're in these last days. It's gonna require of you to have the right attitude. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself in positions where it's not going to be so good. We're in those days. So Zig Ziglar said this. He said, your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. Amen. You got to speak the mountains. See, on an airplane, there's an instrument called an attitude indicator. Has anybody ever flown before? Amen. An attitude indicator. An attitude indicator is an instrument used in the aircraft to inform the pilot of the orientation of the aircraft relative to Earth's horizon. Amen. So this gauge indicates, amen, pitch, tilt of the aircraft. If the attitude, listen to this, if the attitude of the plane is up, the aircraft climbs higher and higher. If it is down, the plane descends lower and lower. Come on, you kind of get where we're going. Amen. Amen. There's a pastor I once heard of, and he spoke of this, and as I was receiving the word, he said this. He said, you know, he participated in a hot air balloon race. He said, when he had gotten into the hot air balloon, the pilot informed him that was piloting the balloon, closing right here. He said that they had no control of the direction of the balloon. They only had control of the altitude. Think about this. Come on, I lived in Florida. I've seen hot air balloons everywhere. They're amazing. Amen. He said this. He said they noticed that the other balloons that were flying at 1,000 feet were headed south. And that was a problem because the finish line was north. So you got people flying at 1,000. They're going south when they should be going north. He's observed, and he said, as they kept observing, the balloons that chose to climb to an altitude of 3,500 feet were headed north. So those at an altitude of 1,000 are heading south. Those who went up to 3,500 are heading north. And he said this, with a small adjustment, they were headed in the right direction. Let me say this again, with a small adjustment. Some of us think we need to move these big old things. Come on, it's just an adjustment. Say adjustment. Small adjustment. See, there were many different winds blowing at 3,500 feet than at 1,000 feet. Amen. So many times we accept the winds of life. Let me say it again. We accept the winds of life. Life just happens. And it's blowing us around. Amen. And I get some things get heavy and they get trying sometimes. Amen. And we end up blowing and heading in the same direction, listen, as everyone else. You are not called as sons and daughters of God to be heading as the body of Christ the same direction as the world is heading, in fear and in care. Come on, I have no peace. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Come on, that's not where God has called us to be. It is time to rise to 3,500 feet. Amen. Some of us have been at 1,000 far too long. See, if we will change our attitude, having a spirit of faith, we can rise higher in our altitude and catch, listen, the wind of God, and we will reach our destination. Come on. What the Bible says, you shall soar like wings of, come on, turkeys are on the ground, y'all. Where do turkeys hang out? On the ground. We ain't called to hang out. We ain't turkeys. Come on, the Bible says you shall be like a turkey. Mm-mm. Come on with me. He said, you shall soar like wings as of, where are the eagles? Come on, they're way up there. They're not turkeys on the ground. Listen, if you will rise up in the spirit, there is another wind blowing that will take you to your divine destiny in God. And everything that God has for you, you will fulfill. Amen. Ian, come on up for me. Let me say this. Faith is an act. Say act. Don't play just yet, brother. We're about to get there. I'm excited about this. Winston Churchill. Has anybody ever heard of Winston Churchill? Come on. I watched a great movie on, what was it, Amazon, Rachel? Winston Churchill was present in this movie. It was pretty powerful. He made this statement. He said, attitude, say attitude. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Attitude. How many of you know when somebody's mama's, when somebody is messing with your child? How many of you know that is an attitude that rises up on the inside of you? Said, come on. Come on, maybe you're not a mom and daddy, you're a guardian, and you've been entrusted with the care of another person, and somebody's just coming up messing, and you're just like, not today. Not today. Hey, come on, this bullying thing, I mean, ain't no bullying going on today. Come on. Why is it we can rise up like that on the inside in the natural? You need to rise up like that in the spirit and just be like, I am who God says I am. I'm going to do everything that God says I can do. The devil's defeated already. I'm enforcing his defeat. And the spirit of faith, I'm grabbing my corn stalk. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm grabbing my corn stalk. Listen, this ain't a hype message. This is right home where we're living right now. Some of us are like believing for 20, 100. There's some of you in here, you're believing for 500,000. You got some things to do. You got some business and transactions that need to be done. Listen, I'll watch God over and over and over and over and over lead people out of poverty through their giving into wealth. Why? Because their wealth, come on. You know what wealth means? It means full supply. God doesn't attach himself to any number specifically. I mean, like, God don't care about numbers. Well, he has a whole book called Numbers. Come on. Amen. He cares. So the attitude, it makes a big difference. The spirit of faith has an attitude and an action. Believing is the attitude and speaking is the action. So not only I have the attitude, you ain't messing with me to devil, not today, you ain't messing with my, but there's an action behind it. There's that corresponding action that says, now I don't even believe it. I'm stepping out and I'm doing something about it. And with my mouth, I have faith in what God said he's going to do. And he says he's exceedingly abundantly. Come on. I'm washed in the blood with the precious blood. Come on. Because of the blood of Jesus, I am who God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. Amen. So believing is the attitude and speaking is the actions. Hebrews 11, 1 and 2, write that down. But the Message translation says the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this trust in God, this faith is the firm foundation under everything. Say everything. It's the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith. Say the act of faith. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them far above the crowd. Come on, when they got in the boats and they left tyranny and they wanted freedom, they didn't care what it was going to take. How many viruses that were present? Come on, if I don't do boats too well, I'm going to puke all the way over. Come on the Santa Maria, but I'm just going to hang it over the boat because I'm leaving. It's all about freedom. I'm not living under tyranny. Come on, somebody. Come on, you can be in the church and still live under spiritual tyranny. Yeah. Being led by works, being religious, all the works and acts, but we're not living by faith. Come on, we're not living by the spirit of faith. We're not moving God into our equation, allowing him to manifest himself through us as believers. Listen, the act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them above a crowd. Faith is an act. Act like Jesus has done what he said he was going to do. Come on, act like you would if you already had the thing you are believing God for. Come on, this week I got around my pastor and he made the very same statement. How would you act? And I hear it. Sometimes you sit under scripture and you're like, well, that's good. That's good. But how would you act? Would you really still be sitting in your chair? Would you be lifting a voice? Would you be lifting a shout? Come on, would you really be sitting in your chair? Is there anybody in this room you need God to do something for you? Come on, some of you need to get up out of your seat. Come on, some of you need to get up out of your seat. Some of you online, you need to get off your couch. Come on, you need to get out of your PJs, get in a pair of jeans, dress it on up, and be like, come on, baby, I'm going to do this thing this morning, the spirit of faith. How would you act? Come on. Act like God says, come on, who are you? Come on, what does God say about you? I'm going to act like that. Come on, how does a blood-washed child of the Most High God act? Come on, are we sad? Are we glad? Come on, do you have a shout in your voice? Is there a praise in your mouth? Well, that's just what them word of faith Pentecostal as them Holy Ghost people. It might just be the reason why you can't get breakthrough, because you'll just sit there and think all day, but you'll think, but you won't drink. Amen. Come on, you'll think all day long, but you won't drink. Come on, God didn't say I called you to just think. He said I called you to drink. Amen. Just go ahead and take a drink. Come on, the glory is in this room right now. Some of you need healing in your body right now. The glory is already here. He's been here. Come on, he walked in with me. When I walked in, glory walked in. When you walked in, glory walked in. Come on, the King of glory. God lives on the inside of you. Amen. How would you act? Let me say it again. How would you act? How would you act? How would you respond? Listen, everyone needs an attitude adjustment. Say attitude adjustment. From time to time, we need an attitude adjustment. Come on, we need to move from being at 1,000 feet. We needed to bump it up into higher winds, take it on up to 3,500 feet. Come on, some of us will be like, I'm heading south. I need to be heading north. Come on, it's your believing and your speaking, the spirit of faith. I don't only believe, but I speak. Paul saying, I have the spirit of faith. I believe. And I therefore speak. Amen. So what is your destination? Where are you going to? Amen. What are you saying? What words are you setting over the course of your life? Come on, what walls, what strongholds? Come on, you have godly strongholds. Come on, and you have, come on, devil strongholds. He tries to lay inroads into your mind. But you know, the Bible talks about godly strongholds. We learned that this week too. Amen. Great Bible teaching this week. What are you saying? Come on, I'm gonna allow God to build the right stronghold into frontal lobe of my mind. Come on. Y'all remember this? Come on, you go ahead and play, brother. Anybody remember this? This joke? Knock, knock. My point. Come on, who's knocking on the, come on your mind. Knock, knock. Come on, you answer the door. Let me say it again. Knock, knock. Come on, who walks in the door of your mind? Come on, knock, knock. Come on, be bold with it. Knock, knock. Come on, we're having fun this morning. Church should be the most fun place you go to. Amen. Until you leave with this joy and you go into other places and you take this joy with you. Amen. Brother, you just don't know where I'm going through. No, you need to raise your altitude by adjusting your attitude and just get up. I'm just living at 1,000. I'm just going to take my balloon on up to 3,500, and I'm just going to live in this presence. I'm going to live in this altitude because faith pleases the Father. Come on. I'm going to grab my corn stalk. I'm going to swing over hell. I'm not just going to let the farmer do it. I love that analogy. That's why I keep saying it. I love it. You ever just find something, it just blesses you? Come on, man. It just blesses you? Woo! Come on, you just like, Lord, did you just really give me that? Come on. Lord, you just really, come on. What did he do for you? Come on, while people were just lathering in the sickness and disease and poverty and lack and COVID talking. Listen, those things are real, and COVID did kill some people. So I'm not minimalizing what a disease did to people. But I am going to maximize. Come on, I'm going to lift up what Jesus did for me. This year I walked into my new house. Come on. Right in the middle of a pandemic. What did he do for you this last year? He said, man, I had some trouble. Well, come on, we're going to rejoice with you. You're going to walk out of trouble where you had deficiency. See, this is where the assembly, come on, the freedom of assembly. I'm not staying home. I'm not staying home. Come on, you can clap about that. I'm not staying home. Come on, it's time for you to get off the couch, get to your church. It's time to get up. Come on, we've been 2020. Come on, we're in a new year already. We're already still living at 1,000 feet. Some of you already made the adjustment in your heart. You're moving to 3,000, 3,500, 4,000. You're going, I'm going 5, I'm going 6. God is good. I know what he did in me. I'm going 7. Come on, I'm going higher. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Come on, glory. Say it, glory. Glory. Come on, glory. Glory. Come on, we're not trying to emulate our mentors. This is what's in my spirit, glory. Come on, I'm not trying to reproduce another atmosphere. This is what's in my heart, glory. Come on, I'm not trying to copy a pastor. This is what's in my spirit, glory. Come on, this word is in my heart, glory. Come on, glory. You know, that word's glory. You studied it out. I learned a lot about that word. In that word is wealth. In that word is healing. In that word is ability, strength, everything you need, glory. Come on, when you shout glory, it isn't just a word we say in church. You're releasing a word, a prophetic word. Come on, glory. That word's being released. The Father says, I hear that. Now, I'm the high priest of your confession. I'm moving in your behalf. Woo, been waiting for you to say something. Come on. The pastor says it like this. If you're silent, you lose by default. It's a shame to know you have an inheritance that's a full supplied bank account and you never walked in the light. Come on. You never walked in the light of that. So you never had the ability to make a transaction because of a lack of knowledge or because of unbelief. You know how you cure lack of knowledge? Come on, talk to me. How do you cure when you don't know something? Come on, you study and you get to learn it. How do you cure unbelief? Come on, when the light comes in, come on, you're studying the word of God, but even in the natural, you're like, I just don't think I can repair this engine. I get on YouTube all the time and I see people that have done self-help videos that have helped me fix my motorcycle and my automobiles because of their stepping out, rising to a higher altitude, jumping on YouTube, I saw this one guy do a video. He about shook to death. I'm going to show you how to repair. But his videos got better and better and better and better. Some of you step out, you're like, man, this is new territory for me. I'm kind of nervous. You ain't got to be nervous. You ain't got to be nervous. What we preach is the word of God. If you'll step in the light of this word, come on, take the spirit of faith, grab your corn stalk. Come on, I believe and I speak. I say what God says. I do what God tells me to do. Amen? So then when I say a word, glory. Come on, why am I standing? This is what church people do because the Bible says lifting holy hands. Come on, standing in his presence in awe and in wonder of who he is. Amen. Come on, am I the only one in awe of how good he is? Come on, just this week alone, I got blessed with a speeding ticket. But you know what? Come on, I'm still in awe. I'm still in awe. You know why? Because before, let me say it again, before I would have fleshed out and got all carnal, but I grew. Come on, I grew. My attitude was different. I'm like, Lord, you're going to take care of me. You're going to handle this. I'm going to grow from this. Amen. It's time for us to quit letting these little foxes, these little things come into our lives and captivate us, keep us from church, keep us in fear, keep us in worry. Come on, I need to do some things in my body. Quit talking about it. Just do it. Amen. I need to lift. Quit talking about it. Do it. I need to eat better. Quit talking about it and do it. Come on. I need to think better. Quit talking about it and do it. Come on. In the church, when I get in the realm of the spirit and God is moving, I could sit there or I can enter in. I can sit and think or I can sit and drink. Come on. Amen. I'm just going to drink from the spirit. Amen. So Father, we thank you. Thank you for what you're doing.